Well, hello. Come right in. Oh, George, we've got company, and they're all in uniform.
Well, George has been a very unhappy man since that bane of his existence, handsome Gordon Cates, moved in next door. We find George watching him through the window as we meet the people who live in the Burns home, George and Gracie.
Look at that big gorilla running around the backyard in his shorts. Thinks he's an athlete.
Oh, well, now, George, you're just aggravating yourself. Get away from the window.
Putting on a show for the neighbors just because he's got a beautiful body.
Oh, don't look at him. Get away from the window.
What a conceited guy, showing off his bulging muscles.
George, will you please get away from the window?
Why?
I want to look.
Oh, fine.
Well, so that's the great Gordon Cates. What's that thing he's tossing up in the air?
That's what makes him so healthy. That's a medicine ball.
Well, let him have his health. I don't want you swallowing a thing like that.
You don't swallow it. Toss it around to build up your body.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to admit he's got the kind of figure women crave.
Not me, George. I never did crave a big, muscular, broad-shouldered figure like that.
Really?
Well, of course not. How would I look in an evening gown?
Well, anyway, I wish you'd... Hey, look at that. He's pulling the lemons off our tree.
Well, the nervous... I'll put a stop to that. Mr. Cates, you stop picking those lemons.
Well, if it isn't the lovely Mrs. Burns.
You stop it now.
How can you look so charming this early in the morning?
Never mind. Just get away from those lemons.
You look younger every day.
Well, you can pick one or two.
Not only younger, but more beautiful, if such a thing is possible.
George, go down and help him pick the lemon.
Now stop that. Cates, get away from those lemons.
I don't have to. They're on my side of the fence.
Oh, yeah? Then I'll come down and make you stop. Take that. And that. And take that. There. Now, I've given you a dozen lemons. Are you satisfied?
Why, sure. There's no reason for us to be quarrelsome neighbors, George. Now, the lemons on my side of the fence are legally mine.
And Gracie is legally mine.
Yes, you big blonde wolf. I suppose just because you've got curly hair and broad shoulders and big muscles, that makes you more attractive than my husband.
No, it doesn't.
Really? Then what does?
Gracie, whose side are you on?
Well, I'm on your side, darling.
Well, say something in my
favor. I don't like conceited men who think they're so handsome.
Oh, now, Mrs. Burns, have you ever heard me say that I'm handsome?
Well, no.
You haven't?
No.
Well, I am, you know.
Come on, Gracie, let's go in the house.
Now, George, calm down. Why should you get upset over a nobody like Gordon Cates? Why, you're a big star. You're a famous personality.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, when the average person walks into a restaurant and asks for a table, the waiter insults them. But not you. You're a celebrity. The head waiter insults you.
Good morning, Mrs. Burns.
Oh, hello, Mr. Postman.
Good morning, Mr. Burns.
What's good about it?
Well, now, look, you'll have to excuse George. Our next-door neighbor has him all upset.
You mean handsome Gordon Cates?
Yes. He's getting under my husband's skin.
Well, he'll fill it out much better than your husband. Mr. Cates has the most beautiful physique I've ever seen. Next to mine, of course. Just look at him racing down the street on that bicycle.
Hey, that's my bicycle. I left it in his garage before he moved in.
Well, go get it.
You bet I will. Hey, Cates, get off that bike.
Who do you think you are?
Oh, that Mr. Cates is a terrible man. He stole our lemons and he's stolen George's bicycle. Why, for 2 cents, he'd steal your wife.
Have you got change of a nickel?
Oh, now, Mr. Postman, surely you don't want to get rid of your wife.
You say some rather fantastic things.
Well, have you really made an effort to get along with her?
Oh, I've tried everything. I even bought 2 lovebirds and put them where my wife could watch them. I thought it might give her ideas.
Did it?
No, but it gave the lovebirds ideas. They beat each other's brains out.
Oh, my goodness. Tell me, Mr. Postman, why did you ever marry your wife?
I didn't know we were getting married. She told me it was a civil service examination. Well, I'd better be running along. Goodbye, Mrs. Burns. Remember, keep smiling.
Goodbye, Mr. Postman. Oh, here comes George, empty-handed.
You like that big ape. He wouldn't give me the bicycle. Said I couldn't prove it was mine.
The bully.
Didn't want to start a fight on account of my glasses.
That's right. You didn't have them on.
Yeah.
But Mr. Cates seems very friendly. Now, you see, he's looking out of the window at you. He's giving you the Boy Scout salute.
Where?
Right there. Only, George, I thought they put their finger to their forehead.
That does it. I'm going next door and punk him. I'm gonna poke him right in the eye.
Yeah?
Cates, you've been asking for this.
Oh, sit down, dear. I'll get a piece of beefsteak for your eye.
Felix Mills of the orchestra, and I'm confessing that I love you.
I'm confessing that I love you. Tell me, do you love me too? I'm confessing that I need you, honest I do. Need you every moment, in your eyes I read such strange things, but your lips deny they're true. Will your answer really change things, making me blue? I'm afraid someday you'll leave me, saying can't we still be friends? If you go, you know you'll grieve me. All in life on you depends. Am I guessing that you love me? Am I dreaming dreams of you in vain? I'm confessing that I love you over again.
How does your eye feel, dear?
Terrible. What a sight I must be.
Oh, it's not so bad. You know, I never could decide whether I like you better with brown eyes or blue eyes. Now you have one of each.
That Gordon Cates. Got to figure a way to get that guy to move.
I've got an idea. We'll smear mud all over the front of the house and soap the windows.
That's a thought.
Sure. And then when he sees how terrible our house looks, he won't want to live next door to it. Forget it, huh?
I would, yes.
Oh, there you are.
Hello, Uncle John.
Say, I was just watching Gordon Cates ride his bicycle down the street. He certainly is an attractive fellow.
Yes, he even caught George's eye.
Hey, your pal Gordon Cates gave me the shiner.
Uncle John, see if you can cheer George up.
Why, you bet I'll cheer you up, George. That Gordon Cates is no pal of mine. Picking on a little anemic, defenseless fella like you.
Look, Uncle John.
What's more, he's a coward. Hitting you in the eye so you couldn't see to run away.
Uncle John.
He thinks he's such a big, powerful man, giving you a black eye. Why, anybody could do that.
All right, you've cheered me up enough, Uncle.
It burns me up to see a man pick on you just because you're past the age where you can defend yourself. I like
you. I know you like me, yes. You like me, Uncle.
I'll be in the den if you want me to cheer you up some more.
Oh, isn't Uncle John sweet, George? I want him to stay with us permanently.
You do,
Yes.
Gracie, I'll make a little bargain with you. If you can think of a way to get Gordon Cates to move, I'll let your Uncle John stay with
you. Oh, how wonderful. I'll run down to the man who rented Mr. Cates the house and see if he has any suggestions.
Okay.
Now, if Mr. Cates starts anything, you just snub him. Turn your back on him.
I will.
Oh, on second thought, you better not. If he can hit a small target like your eye, think what he could do to a great big...
Never mind.
But, Mr. Perkins, you rented him the house. Can't you unrent it?
I'm sorry, Mrs. Burns, but there's no way to make Mr. Cates move. Unless, of course, he happens to break a zoning regulation.
Zoning regulation? What's that?
Well, certain things can't be done in certain neighborhoods. For instance, in yours, no person may keep pigs on their property. No person may...
I see. If they kept pigs, they'd get thrown out?
Yes, but I'm sure that pigs would never enter Mr. Cates' mind.
No, but they might enter his garage. Oh, thanks for your help, Mr. Perkins.
Well, I've given you no help.
You're cute. It's nice of you to drive me out to the country, Harry.
Oh, I'm glad to do it, Gracie, but you haven't told me what you're doing out in the country.
Oh, I'm going to buy a pig.
Oh, shopping for a little ham, huh?
Oh, no. George doesn't even know about it. And, Harry, I wish you wouldn't call him that.
Well, Gracie, I didn't... Well, let it go. It's a natural mistake. Here's a farm where I think you'll find some good pigs.
You seem awfully familiar with this lonely country road.
Oh, well, this is where I bring my girls on dates, you know. We park under that big elm over there.
Why, Harry?
Oh, I don't just bring any girl out here, you know.
No?
No, she's got to have an A coupon. I'm no dummy, you know.
Oh, Harry, I'm surprised at you. A big grown-up man talking with girls. Now, if you were a boy, it wouldn't be so bad.
Can I tell you something? It's not so bad anyway. It's fun, you know. I put my arm around her, and she puts her head on my shoulder.
Then what?
Oh.
Oh, well, let it go, Harry. This is where I get out.
Funny, that's what all the other girls say. Look, Gracie, I'll pick you up here in about a half hour, huh? And say, let me give you a tip. If you want to get a good pig, don't let on that you're a city girl.
Well, now, don't worry. I'll act like a regular straw seed. Don't they call a country boy Rube?
Yeah.
Well, they'll think my name is Ruby. See you later, Harry. I'm looking for the owner of this farm by Cracky.
No need to... No need to keep a looking, Mom. I'm her.
Oh. Oh. Well, I'm Mrs. Burns by heck.
Howdy, Mom. Howdy.
Tolerable.
Was there anything I could do for you?
Yes. I want to buy a pig by gum.
What sort of a pig, Mom? A shoat?
Well, I don't care how shoat it is, but it's got to be fat.
I reckon we can find a critter to suit you.
Oh, and don't think you can put anything over on me. I used to live on a farm myself.
Oh. Well, I reckon yourn was more than just a plain old dirt farm.
Oh, yes. We didn't have to raise our dirt. It just grew wild.
Well, you're awful pretty to work on a farm.
Tolerable. But I didn't mind the work. I was up every morning popping the corn, bucking the wheat, plowing away with my horses hitched to the silo.
You sure do know a sight about farming, all right.
Tolerable.
Well, there's all my pigs in the field over yonder. See one you like?
Oh, let's see now. Yeah, that one leaning up against the fence looks good.
You wouldn't want that pig, ma'am.
Why not?
It's a sheep.
Oh, sure. You see, it's still a little chilly, so I thought they might be wearing their winter coats.
Better let me pick one out for you, lady.
All right.
I expect when you get this here pig home, you're to just have a big barbecue with all the trimmings.
Well, certainly not. Why should I cook for a pig? Not for me, anyhow. I'm going to put it in a neighbor's garage.
I'll be dogged if I even try to figure it out. I'll wait here. You wait here, and I'll fetch you one.
Tolerable.
Uncle John, has Gracie come home yet?
Oh, I saw her drive up in front with Harry Von Zell a few minutes ago. They unloaded a pig.
Gracie bought a pig?
I guess so.
Well, that's one way to get bacon. Of course, we won't have it long with Gordon Cates next door. He'll steal that just like he stole my lemons and my bicycle.
Cheer up, George. Nothing but trouble can come to a man who steals from a poor, defenseless...
Now, don't start cheering me up again, Uncle.
Well, anyway, Georgia, I'm going next door and get those things back for you.
Well, George, your worries are over. Gordon Cates won't be in this neighborhood long.
Oh, excuse me. I got something to attend to before he moves.
Gracie, how come Cates is leaving?
Well, I bought a pig.
And a bit of...
Oh, no. I put it in his garage. You see, there's a zoning law against having pigs in this neighborhood. So all we have to do now is call the police and they'll make a move.
Why, Gracie, that's downright brilliant.
Well, yeah. You didn't know there were two smart members to this family, did you?
No.
Well, there are. Mother and I both know our way around.
Well, this is great. Look at Kate's out there in his shorts again. That's just the way the police will find him.
Yeah, this time they'll really got to catch him with his pants.
You said it. Hand me the phone. This will teach Mr. Gordon Cates that he can't outsmart me.
Outsmart who?
Outsmart you. Hello, police headquarters. Listen, there's a man in the 200 block on Cannon Drive raising pigs in his garage. Yeah, you better come right over. Yeah.
By golly, George was right. Here's his bicycle in Mr. Cates' garage, big as life. Well, I'll be darned. He's already stolen the pig. Well, come along, little piggy. You're going right back to George's garage where you belong.
Right, me fine, Burkhool. You'll just stay here in this cell until the judge wants to see you. We'll teach you to raise pigs in a restricted zone.
Well, Judge, you said you wanted to see Gordon Cates inside of a jail. There he is.
Where?
Coming in the door to bail you out.
Don't forget, George and Gracie will be on hand next week. Now, in the time remaining, we bring in Raymond Scott and his distinctive music. Dorothy Collins will handle the vocal chores. Downbeat, Mr. Scott. Thank you.
knows. Because to tell you the truth, I'll be lonely. I don't mind being lonely when my heart tells me you are lonely too. I'll walk alone. They'll ask me why, and I'll tell them I'd rather.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.